Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I'm excited to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. The Lord has been good to us. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Won't you turn around and tell your neighbor, God's good to you. Amen. Tell somebody else behind you, God's been good to you. Amen. Tell somebody else, won't you wave across the aisle and tell somebody, God's been good to you. Amen. Tell somebody else, God's been too good to you to sit down tonight. God's been too good to you for you to sit down and take a break tonight, amen. Thank God for his mercy tonight, amen. Well, hallelujah, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. If you have your Bibles, amen, 2 Chronicles chapter number 5. As always, it has been an honor, amen, to, amen, be with our friends these last couple days. And I told somebody Sunday, I said, you people make me nervous. Amen. I just shake in my boots every time I get around you folks. Amen. Make me nervous. Amen. God is doing some great things around this place. Amen. And I said this last year when I was here that it'll be different this year when I'm here, and I see a lot of faces I do not even recognize. And that lets you know God is adding to the church daily. And I can say that this year, next year, that when I show up, if the Lord allows it, this place gonna be different than it is in 2025, because God is doing a great work, a good work, and I want to be a part of God's plan tonight, amen. Amen. The last night of revival, amen. I want you to know that revival doesn't go when the preacher leaves. I don't pack it in my bag and carry it around everywhere I go, but revival is still here. Revival is in the bosom of the church. Can we say amen tonight? Now, I'm going to need you to help me preach tonight, because listen, unlike you, I've got to do this again and again and again and again and again in the week, and you guys get a day off. I don't have a day off. My voice is gone. So I've got 2 days to recover. So I plan on blowing out my voice tonight. And I plan on somebody getting the Holy Ghost tonight. Come on. We need to fill this place full of faith tonight. We need to have this place full of faith. Before anything has happened, we got to have the favor and the faith of God in this house. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. If you're there, somebody say amen. If you're not, say, wait on me, preacher. Or if you say, I'm going to cheat, you can look at the screen. Amen. Appreciate the word. And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one. Somebody say one. To make one. Somebody say one. Sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Then, somebody say then, the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. I thought about preaching, Lord, show us your glory. But the Bible says that when they were together as one, making one sound, lifting up their voices. So that tells me that they weren't quiet. They weren't bashful. They didn't take a day off. They may have worked all week, but when they came together as one, lifting up one sound unto one voice, it was then that the glory of the Lord filled the house. And we know that when God shows up, things always happen. I want to minister to you tonight on just a simple thought. Atmosphere changers. Atmosphere changers. Let's all pray tonight. Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, God, for the Spirit of the Lord that's in this house tonight. But I pray, God, that you would stir us today to realize there's a purpose, There's a reason why we clap our hands. There's a reason why we worship you, because we need your glory in the house tonight. And I pray, God, that you will move in a mighty way, that you will receive all glory and all honor tonight. And in Jesus' name we pray. If you're going to help me preach, why don't you give the Lord another hand clap of praise tonight? Amen, amen. And you can turn around, shake somebody's hand, or give them a fist bump. Let them know I love Jesus. And how about you? And if you mean what you said, you can be seated. If not, you can remain standing so we can know who you are. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Atmosphere changers. When we consider atmosphere, we know that atmosphere is very important. We know that when we begin just to look at the very book of beginnings, Genesis, we know that the Bible says that the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. The atmosphere was dark. The atmosphere was cold. But the Bible takes time to tell us it was at that point that the Spirit of God started moving. And we know that when God started moving, things started happening. Can we say amen? We know that atmosphere matters. We know that atmosphere is very important. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that he, being the devil, is the prince and the power of the air. And the Greek word air in that scripture says the atmosphere. He wants to control not only the atmosphere that is outside of this building, but he wants to control the atmosphere that's inside of this house tonight. He wants to control the movement that is in this building tonight. Therefore, some of us are bound by issues, trials, shackled by addictions. I mean, his job is to make sure that God gets no glory. But the Bible says when they came together as one, they didn't have everything in common. They may have issues, problems, but when they came together as one, amen, when the preacher got with the song leader and the trumpeters got with the drum player and the praise team got together with the congregation, lifting up one sound, lifting up one voice, giving God praise and magnifying God, it was at that moment that the atmosphere started to change to where the preacher couldn't even preach because God had took over the service. Can I preach on this closed night of revival and tell you that every single person here tonight, we need you to change the atmosphere tonight. Every single hand clap is important. Every single hallelujah is needed tonight. You can't afford to sit on a padded pew and let people go home the same way they came. There are people fighting hell. There are people who are lost in this sanctuary, and we are dependent upon you to help us change the atmosphere so the Holy Ghost can move in this house tonight. Amen. So we know, amen, the Bible says that when they lifted up their voice. Now I know it's Tuesday and most of you have worked a long week and most of you are tired, but the Bible says when the glory of the Lord showed up, they lifted up their voice. Amen. They were not intimidated. Amen. They were not quiet. They didn't let the devil muzzle their mouths, but they began to magnify God. And they began to say, the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Does anybody still believe in 2025 on a Tuesday afternoon that the Lord is still good and his mercy endureth? Does anybody still believe? Where are the witnesses tonight to believe the Lord is good on Monday? He's good on Tuesday. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he's good on Wednesday. He's good on Thursday. He's good on, I can't never explain it, just how good God is. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, when they begin to lift up their voice, amen, the Bible says that the atmosphere started to change. Can I preach the breaking bread tonight that you are important in this thing called revival? It does not come by happenstance. every prayer does not go unnoticed. Amen. God has heard every prayer. He sees your sacrifice when you pray. Amen. Early morning prayer. Come on, somebody. He sees the times that you're faithful when you don't have two nickels to rub together. He sees the times that you're still faithful when you should have given up a long time ago. I come to fight hell and let the devil know that God's going to stir up something here tonight, and we're going to see an outpouring of the Spirit of God, because we come to change the atmosphere. We come to see the glory of God invade the house on a Tuesday night. But we live in this society, the church world, that says God don't move on Tuesdays, Brother Harper. You know, God takes a day off on Tuesday. Can I tell you, God doesn't never take a day off? And if God doesn't take a day off, why should the people of God take a day off? Is this okay? Listen, you won't hear from me for another 365 days. So if God doesn't take a day off, Brother Weir, why should we take a day off? Let's get back to the book. I will bless the Lord on Sunday. I'll bless the Lord when I'm blessed. No, I'll bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall. When was the last time you let praise ring from your heart? When was the last time you let praise come from the inside? When was the last time you let praise send forth Judah? Let Judah go first. No, let Judah fight the battle. Come on. We need some Judas who rise up from the ashes and grab a hold of Holy Ghost and say, God, if you don't move, nothing's going to. He said, listen, God, the enemy's coming. He said, listen, don't you send those who got pocket knives and pellet guns. No, no, no. Listen, God, we're about to fight a battle. What are you talking about? No. You send Judah first. Come on, God, I've got this grenade launcher, Brother Weir, that I take him out in a heartbeat. Hold back. No. You send Judah first. Why? What? You hold back the pocket knife. Hold back the grenade launchers. Hold back the nuclear weapons. But you send Judah first. Can I tell you, friend, we used to sing an old song that the weapons we use are not bombs and guns, but worship. But worship is the way that the battle's won. If we're ever going to see his glory, it's not about you. It's not about what you wear. It's not about the hell you're going through. If we're ever going to see his glory, it's got to be about heartfelt worship. It's got to be about sincere worship. It's got to be about worship. Because if we're going to see his glory, it's going to cost you something. Because let's be honest. You know, we love to sit back and let everybody else just flow with the Holy Ghost. But hear me. If you're going to see God move in your life, it's going to take you doing something that you're not used to doing. This brother said the other day, he said it's a pride thing. Oh, my Lord, I'm trying to preach on a Tuesday to get out of here. But I've learned, Brother Barkley, some people don't really want to praise God because it's a pride thing. We're afraid what people are going to say about us, Brother Runyon. I know I've seen Brother Runyon several times, and I thought, Lord, what is he doing? He's trying to get the atmosphere to shift, because I've watched him sing, and all of a sudden he'll leave the platform, and he'll start. What is he doing? He's trying to get the atmosphere to change. He's trying to help get somebody to realize that sitting there is not going to do nothing. Being quiet is not going to do nothing. But every now you've got to move. If you want God to move, you've got to move. You can't sit like a statue and pretend he don't owe you nothing. But if you want to see his glory, if you want to see chains fall off, if you want to see bodies healed, if you want to see end time revival, you got to shift the atmosphere. Where God can have president, you got to shift the atmosphere. So it's about lifting up one's voice. There's power in your voice. The Bible says life and death's power of the tongue. So you've got power to speak life, and you've got power to speak death. That's why you can't be quiet, folks. I used to be an avid basketball fan. And I remember sitting on the couch one day watching one of my favorite teams, and we're not going to go there. We pray for you IU fans in Jesus' name. But I was watching my favorite team, Brother Bowen. I mean, this game was on the line. I mean, I had turned colors. It's just a game. It was just driving me crazy. And we were down to the last shot. And I remember the house getting quiet, and it seemed like it took eternity for him to shoot that ball. It's like it took eternity. It's just floating and floating. But man, when that thing hit that net, everybody in Kentucky knew that boy must have rose from the dead. I didn't have to go dance. I didn't have to send out a memo. They knew by my voice that something good must have happened. I want to let you know that this outside world needs to know that there's something good that happens in this house. I didn't come to rain on your parade, but I've come to tell you, if you can scream at the dog, if you can scream at the kids, if you can scream at the ball team, you got to give God praise. Open up your mouth and magnify the King, and there's going to come a revival in your home, a revival in your life. There's going to be a shift that's going to come to your life. When they lifted up their voices as one. So hear me, that tells me that you're not in this thing by yourself. You're not in this island all by yourself. But when they lifted up their voices as one, when they came, we know that God thrives on unity. He thrives on us doing things together. How good and pleasant it is that brother dwell together in unity. When they were all together in one mind and one accord, suddenly they put a sound from heaven. God thrives on us being together. He thrives on the body being in unity. Come on, somebody, not disunity, but unity. The world believes in giving up, quit, but God says, I thrive on the church being together as one body, lifting up one sound. And when we learn to get that thing right, we will see the overwhelming outpouring of his glory. But until we get that right, one sound. Imagine these guys singing three songs and all the noise, the crazy noise. Imagine when they come together lifting up one voice, singing one song. And Brother Joe, man, he's playing that keyboard and woo, he's on that thing. And then you get Brother Caleb beating those drums and he's on. And see what happens is there's a flow that'll take place. And then the praise singers will get here and they'll start singing a song and everything is just in unison. And then you get Brother Joe Dye up here on this thing and he's beating that thing and man, everything just flowing. And what you guys are doing is you're laughing and you think, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get God in the house. And what we do is we put all the pressure on them while we sit back and relax and come on, preaching this morning. I'm trying to get you out of the grave. I'm trying to help you realize that if you want to see red hot revival, it's going to cost you to get out of your pew. If you want to see the glory fall, it's going to cause you to do some things that you haven't done since 1999. Lord, show us your glory. God, show us your glory. Open up the heavens and let the Holy Ghost fall. And I've seen some awesome revivals take place when one person starts making a move. It's sort of like a wildfire. I've lived in California a lot of my life, and I've learned some things about wildfire. No matter what you do, the purpose of wildfire is not to never meant to be contained. Wildfires, you see them trying, we're trying to contain it to one particular point, but they can't because it starts spreading. We need help because this thing is starting to spread, and they'll cast water here, and all of a sudden it just starts to spread over here, and they thought they had it contained to a certain step, but all of a sudden, can I tell you, that's like the Holy Ghost. I don't ever want to come to a church service and think I've got this thing all figured out, think I can put a cap on what God, come on, I want God to move. Lord, if I don't preach, I'm okay. As long as your girl is in the house, we don't have to sing another song, we don't have to take another offering, we don't have to do nothing to God, but there's no glories in the house. That takes precedent of an offering. That takes precedent of a, we can't do nothing except his glory. Because when his glory fills a house, then it's at that point that those who are hurting can be healed. Come on, that's why I need you tonight. I need you tonight. Because there are people in this house who got things that nobody knows about. And they're dependent on the move of God tonight. Brother Tim, they're dependent on the move of God because folks are going to go home the same way they came with the same issues, and their prayers, Lord, when I get there, I pray that this will happen. And I'm praying that this will happen. And I'm praying this will happen. And when they show up, imagine if it doesn't happen. They go home with the depression. They go home with all kinds of thoughts in their minds. What should have been, what could have been, but it's not. They go home empty on the inside because we, as the children of God, it's not that God failed to do his part. We failed to do our part. Woo. Listen, I hope you love me. Listen, you got 365 days to get over this. Woo. I could preach like a madman, Bo, and then go home. They got 365 days to get over this. Because you have people who are coming in this building who are shackled down by life. And the only thing that can get them free is when the glory shows up. Ah. There's people here tonight that need the Holy Ghost. And you think we got time to sit back and relax? Folks, we don't have time to play games. There's people who need baptized. We need to get them in the water and get them baptized. They need to get the Holy Ghost. I love all that, but how are they going to do it, Brother Harper? We got to have the glory show up. I don't possess enough power to get somebody to throw them in the water. No. I don't possess enough power to heal nobody, no. But I do know this. When his glory shows up, thank you, brother. When his glory shows up, amen, blinded eyes shall be opened. When his glory shows up, the bound shall be set free. When his glory shows up, your marriage will be back together. Thank you, sis. Thank you, sis. Thank you, bro, for every hand clap. Everything matters. Stir up the gift. Stir up the Holy Ghost. We need your glory. We got to have the glory. We got to have the faithfulness. We got to have the glory cloud show up, because when he shows up, ask yourself, have you given God your best tonight? Woo. See, because we're greedy Christians. I'll be honest with you, I'm greedy too. We're greedy. It's all about me, God giving. No. Have you ever stopped to think that your praise could be very linked up to somebody else getting set free? This woman, she came to Jesus, and she wasn't concerned about herself. She said, Lord, realize something. If you don't heal me, I'm okay with that, but I've got a daughter. I'm not coming for me, Jesus. As a matter of fact, you don't. I shouldn't have been in your presence. I don't even have a relationship with you. Don't owe me. But Jesus, I've got a daughter at the house who's. I'm preaching to somebody right now. You got to approach Jesus as though your life is on the line. Say, Lord, I'm coming to you with hands in the air today because I realize when I go back home, I'm going to find hell. But I'm not going home the same way I came. I'm going home to peace. I'm going back home to joy. I'm going back home with the Holy Ghost. Because when God's glory shows up on a Tuesday night at Breaking Bread Apostolic Church, the bound will be set free. The lame will be made whole. Every Let me tell you what I feel. You're right there on the tipping point of this thing just going crazy. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, folks. You got to understand, Brother Harbaugh. Listen, if you need anything from God, you will not disrupt me at all if you get up and start lifting your hands. I'm not one of those preachers where you're going to, no, listen, if you want to stand up and clap your hands, if you want to stand up, lift your hands, and start crying to get the Holy Ghost, you just mind your business. Don't you sit and wait for Brother Harper to give an altar call. Because some things are on it. Lord, I can't wait for him to give an altar call. I've got to have your glory right now. And if nobody else wants to change the atmosphere, Lord, I'm going to get this thing started right now. Because I can't go home the same way I came. The struggle is too real. And the storm is too powerful. But you're greater than the storm. And you're greater than what I'm going through. So, Lord, I come to create an atmosphere. I come to clap my hands. I come to lift my voice. I come to magnify the King. I need your glory to come in the house. Because somebody needs set free. Somebody needs delivered. Somebody needs healed. And if your glory doesn't show up, they're going home the same way they came. But I come to serve the Holy Ghost. I come to see a move of God's Spirit. So we... Bible says the praise team got together, the trumpeters got together, lifted up one voice. So I'm going to give you an opportunity tonight to change the atmosphere. I believe around this sanctuary has people all kinds of needs. And God's the only one that can meet your need. So here's the thing about it is, I don't know what you have need of. I don't know what you're going through. But I do know this, that somebody needs Jesus tonight. And you may say, Brother Harper, listen, what can I do? Listen, you can contribute to changing the atmosphere. Sister Gail said, come on, that's enough right there. God could take that, come on, and somebody get the Holy Ghost. Come on. Oh, you may think that's crazy. Come on, I've seen people, sisters walk around the church and people start getting healed because they're trying to create the atmosphere where God is sensible enough to move. But God's not going to move in a situation that's full of dark and chaos. But if you can say, Lord, I come to change the atmosphere. I want you to open up the heavens and pour out blessings. We have no room to receive. And the only way that's going to happen is if we all just come together as one. If we all just clap our hands. If we all just, I know it's Tuesday, but if you just clap your hands loud as you can clap them, if we just stand on your feet and do something that you're not used to doing, and we will attract this glory. And when glory falls down, president takes place. Let's all stay. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. So here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to get God glory in the house. We're going to change the atmosphere. Here's what we need to do first of all. We're going to repent all throughout this house. And here's what I want you to do before they start singing, before they get together as one, and before we start letting the glory fall. Here's what you need to do. Get your mind off what you need. Let me do this first of all. Let me do this. I believe there's enough faith in this house that whatever you need, you can leave home with it today. How many believe that today? I believe the faith in this place is so high. So let me tell you what faith says. can preach back 365 days. It could be you instead of me. But I need something for God. I need something for God. You need the Holy Ghost. You can get the Holy Ghost right now. You have been baptized in Jesus' name. You can be baptized here. Why go home without it?
What's gonna happen?